On today's episode, we're talking about our favorite places to unwind at Walt Disney World. This is episode 101 of the Diz Dudes podcast. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my trusty co-host, Mr. Jeremy Miranda Stein. I was going to say another thing we were talking about before, but I won't because I don't want to ensue panic. So how are you doing?
I'm good. Nice Monday afternoon recording because,
yeah,
I think we're kind of switching back to Mondays anyway, but we cannot do tomorrow because we will be at Disney.
So we will. I don't think we're going to be able to fit it in tomorrow anyways.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot going on over those 48 hours, I'll say.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be nuts. Yeah. A good nuts.
Plus, we're going to have the kids, our children with us, so that's always, Which, at least you guys will be there to help. I'll just hand you a child and say.
You just hand him to Rhonda. She's off and running.
Rhonda is good with the kids.
She's amazing. Yeah. She's really good.
She's got
kids.
The energy of a toddler,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, plus she's almost the size of one.
Well.
So that helps.
She's lower to the ground. Makes it a little easier. Yeah.
No, that is. That's good. I'm excited, though. It's going to be cool.
I am, too. I'm excited to stay at the cabins. I'm a little, I don't know. Again, there's the same thing with Galaxy's Edge opening. I don't know what time we need to get to the park for Mickey and Minnie's. I mean, now you got Rise on the mix there.
Yeah.
I don't know what time. Like, I don't assume people are going to be getting to the park at, like, 5 a.m.
I don't know what to expect. Ron and I were talking about this morning because you're going to have, it's just so different because there's going to be large masses there for Rise. I mean, that's what the majority of people are going to be there
for. But the people are going to go for Minis.
I think most of them are going to be there for, let's just say everything opens the way it's been opening. They don't do anything even early, whatever. They let people into the park, but they don't open boarding groups till 8. All those people, I think, are going to grab boarding groups on their way to just go to standby for Mickey and Minnie's, is what I have a feeling.
I know.
It's there as well.
And that's
not
the
that
thing.
They're there for Mickey and Minnie's, but it's like, we're already here.
Right.
We want to do Rise.
Well, and then the people that are going to come for Mickey and Minnie's are also going to try and do Rise.
Exactly.
So it's like,
it's this crossover.
I know.
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to expect. I mean, again, I could see them technically if they started letting people in at just say 7 a.m. through the turnstiles, and they've been letting people in before 8, of course, I could still see them maybe letting people in around 7 and just opening the queue for Mickey and Minnie's to let people start lining up, but they block off. Maybe they even open Sunset Boulevard for Rockin' and Tower, but they still block off Toy Story Land. They still block off the whole way to get over to Galaxy's Edge or let those people pull there if they want. And they kind of do it that way. They still do a technical park opening at 8. And you grab your boarding pass, but I've been wrong with these openings plenty times in the past. So
it's just hard. It's hard to know. It's hard to know what time other people are going to try and like get there. Yeah,
right. And only hopeful I feel like saving grace is that they did implement fast passes day one.
Right. So there's those people.
However many fast passes they give out in a day, I wouldn't imagine those people are showing up. You know, now I mean we're showing up very early. We have some fast passes later, but we're showing up very early to experience what it's like and to let people know what it's like, and that's a lot of the reason, but I would assume that 99% of those people just stay away.
You would think
unless they're just there for Rise,
right,
which is also possible.
So
it's just weird because we haven't had this like twofold. Like I think of like Ratatouille opening, let's just say 4 months later Cosmic Rewind was opening. It's not, but you'd have the same thing, I feel like, where you'd have two major rides like that. It's just different.
And Ratatouille is interesting. I don't know how. It's hard to know the hype. Like, I don't really know how much hype there is for Mickey and Minnie's.
I feel like outside, it hasn't been a ton.
Outside of media, I don't know how many people are really being like, I have to go there to check that out. And especially given it's a Wednesday.
Yep.
I don't know. I kind of hope it's not going to be too much. Because I don't feel like people are planning trips around it. Like they were for Galaxy's Edge, maybe, or other stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think the hype train is low, so hopefully that'll be for us.
Yeah, but anytime there's an opening, it is locals and everybody just jam packs it.
Yep.
So,
and I mean, depending on what time the media event is tomorrow, which tends to be in the morning, I don't know. Maybe soft open tomorrow night. Who knows?
I'm kind of hoping for that.
Yeah, it could be at like 5, 6 p.m. They're just like, hey, you know what? Go ahead and just take that rope down and let's just see what happens.
It's possible.
I mean, they did it for the entire Toy Story Land.
Yeah.
So.
They've done it before.
Could be. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll let you guys know. We'll be live streaming it in Club 32. So.
Well, how does one become a part of Club 32, though, Jared?
Well, you get on the interwebs and you yell at it, or you can just say go to ctmvip.com and you can join there. So
there you go.
And we will be, I didn't say anything on our show because I forgot, but we will be, the price is going to go up in Club 32 here very soon now that we've, you know, we've got the Jonda show. We're going to have some other stuff coming in there. And now that we're down here, there's way more stuff coming in. So, and we actually had members messaging us saying, like, you guys should raise the price.
I know.
Which we were going to with the other stuff, which we got another stuff coming in there. So if you're on the fence about it, now would be the time to get in. Because once you're in, whatever rate you're in. So
yeah.
Go over there and check that out.
I like it.
We also have, a couple of announcements we want to say. Then check out the other shows on the network. We have the Captain Magic podcast and myself and my lovely wife, Jamie. We have every Monday and Friday with that. Jeremy and Rhonda have, Rhonda's lovely. Jeremy's just there. Every Tuesday and Thursday, Jamie has Trip Tales, which we're going back to once a month because there's so much other stuff going on, especially with the Jonda show and other things like that. We also have a new, travel agency sponsor on the whole network.
Yeah.
So we talked about it on our show. If you're listening to this, well, if you're in Club 32, we talk about today, but Zippity Doodah Travel is now the official network-wide sponsor of the Captain Magic Network. So we're really excited about that. Kendra is the owner there, and you're going to get to know her if you're in the groups and things like that. She's really cool, and it's something that it's been a long process of figuring it out, because once, you know, we Captain Magic had Captain Magic Vacations, which we did not own or have any actual ownership of. Jim and Rhonda had, you know, had the relationship with Melissa, and kind of once those got disjointed, we wanted to meld those into just one network wide. So we talked to Minnie, and we gave Kendra and Zippity Doodah the rose.
Yes,
is there a rose?
That's right. Isn't that from
the? We should give make
I don't
her,
watch it
when we meet her. Well, she's going to be there tomorrow at
yes,
some point.
Right.
They're going to be there for Mickey and Minnie's. We'll do a whole ceremony.
Yeah.
And then she'll run away.
There we go.
Like, I didn't sign up for this.
Do it on the beach of Fort Wilderness. Doesn't feel like we're going tomorrow for some reason. I think things have just been crazy. And I think, we're actually going and staying a night, which is cool because it's been...
I know, and I haven't stayed...
a lot of these quick trips and...
And I haven't stayed on property since August.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and Jamie hasn't stayed on property since April. So it's almost a year for her of on property, so...
Exciting.
We're excited. We are very excited. So I should mention with Zippity Doodah, if you go to travelwithzip.com, that's going to be the place where you can go there. And they've got some good agents and good rates. And if they can get in there for a free quote, see what they can do for you.
Yeah, so, they're awesome.
They're kind of a smaller boutique agency, which we liked. So they don't have like 1,000 agents or anything like that. They keep it small, but they're good. And go check them out. We're excited. So
very.
All
very,
right.
Very excited.
So our topic today is best places to relax at Disney World, which is probably needed, I would assume, on Wednesday.
I think it will be. We're gonna
probably
have, yeah,
so.
This will be a good one for Wednesday. Come probably midday, maybe between Hollywood Studios and Epcot.
That's the other thing too. I know, because
we
got Flower Garden.
One of these places.
if the day goes well, we're gonna have Rise, Mickey and Minnie's. And then Flower and Garden, which those three things alone could probably take up its own day.
Oh.
Well, maybe not.
Totally.
Well, maybe.
I think it's going to.
Possibly could.
Yep. So that'll be good. But what we're going to do with Places to Unwind, we're each have a pick. We're going to do all four parks. So one spot at each of the four parks, one spot at a resort, any resort you want, probably Polynesian for you, and then one spot at Disney Springs. And this can literally be anything from a park bench to a bar, to a restaurant, to, I don't know. I mean, if your favorite place to unwind is watching Equity Ben at Frozen Sing-Along, then that can make the list. I didn't just steal yours, did I?
No. No, you didn't steal mine there. I was like, is that a place? That's not really a place to unwind.
No.
Too many screaming kids.
But see, Rhonda might pick Carousel of Progress because she falls asleep on it every time. So,
well, that's true.
It's blasphemous, but she does it.
That
could be.
I can't. I have fallen asleep there before.
We only do it maybe twice a year, so then I actually want to watch it. It's not like we do it every trip.
True.
But
if it's really hot, it's really air conditioned in there, and then it's dark, and then it's just like
it's
like the recipe for sleep.
Yeah. And even the little rotation, it kind of like rocks you to sleep like a baby.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll start, I guess, we'll start with you. We'll start at Magic Kingdom. Where's your spot at Magic Kingdom? Other than Carousel of Progress.
I would say People Mover.
Yeah.
That's a place where it kind of forces you just to, because it's not a fast ride and it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's one too that's not, even if there is a line for it, it moves pretty quick.
Yes.
So I feel like it's a good spot to go, kind of force you to just unwind, relax. It's got places in the dark. You can just chill out. Like, I always like doing it just to, I don't know, especially with kids, just take a beat.
Yep.
Just hang out. They can just sit down for a while.
Oh, yeah. So, no, I agree. It's so relaxing. That was almost what I picked, and then I just went with something that I feel like is very cliche, but if it's not a crazy busy day and it's a nice day, the Hubgrass. Like, yeah. It actually is nice. You go, maybe you go somewhere along Main Street, or, you know, you go to the Starbucks there and you get like a snack and a coffee and you just go and just sit there.
It would be nice. Yeah.
Great spot to people watch.
I mean, if you can find a spot in between the Instagram girls all posing.
Part of the issue is, yeah, when you get some of those in their natural habitat, natural settings.
Speaking of, can we just, okay, if you do Instagram, whatever, it's fine. You're not original if you do the picture that's like, your hands back, reaching for somebody, and said, "Let's go to the castle." You have done that same pit. Like, a million of you have done that.
Oh, there's entire marketing campaigns that have used it.
I don't understand. Like, no.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be somebody that just comes off and just like has a little
slaps them.
Yeah. Like, no.
Ruler.
Stop that.
Like a nun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah. You can get in around the Instagram girls.
Yes. Otherwise, I think People Mover is the place to go. I mean, I really do.
I feel like the Hubgrass is in the morning.
That's
is
really
kind
the
of
time
like a it's not, it's cooler too,
yes, it is.
But it's not as crowded there either.
No, not at all. That's the good time to go. And I don't know, maybe you don't. I feel like you always think of you need to unwind or relax after like a busy day, but sometimes you need to do it before one. Like sometimes one of my favorite things to do, and then this isn't really off topic, but one of my favorite things to do, and it's not my pick for resorts, but is to get up early and just walk a resort.
Yeah.
And just, it's quiet enough, but you kind of see the hustle and bustle up near usually the main lobby and the food court of people that are trying to rope drop. But if you're not in a rush like that, to me, I can actually unwind before we start our day. And it just puts me in a better mood for the whole day. Like, as opposed to sometimes jumping up at 7 a.m. to get to an 8 a.m. rope drop and you're worried about flight of passage and you got kids in tow and all of that. Like, sometimes to wake up and just go, you know what? I'm just going to grab a coffee. I'm going to walk around the resort and just be at one with myself. That would be it.
You meditate.
You do the little, what was his name? Oh, man. From SNL. I'm smart enough.
Stuart
yeah,
Little.
Stuart. No,
no
Stuart
Little.
No, it was Stuart, though.
Stuart something.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember what
I'm smart enough.
Yeah.
And gosh darn it.
People
like me.
That's just what I do every morning. It's my daily aspiration.
Well,
what I do through the park or through the resorts. So.
I mean, morning. I've done that at Polynesian before, getting up. Like, it's so pretty there, and I've walked around. Like, it is quieter at resorts in the mornings.
It is.
It's interesting because especially like in the, you had the runners.
Yep.
And then you'll just have people chilling out, drinking coffee, and it's kind of.
And I like watching the families that are going when they have like an excitement to them. And I also kind of like the ones where the dad's yelling at him, like, you know, like we've talked about. If we don't ride this ride, I wasted $4,000 on an entire trip. But I like seeing, like, you see the family and both of the kids are, like, wearing, you could tell it's their first time. And, you know, everybody's wearing, like, matching shirts and they've all got their ears. And they're just, like, so excited. It's neat to watch them.
Yeah.
And then I'm just there, like, oh, I'm so glad my family's still asleep in the room, so I don't have to deal with them right now.
That doesn't, that can be, I was gonna say, do you think they would frown upon us bringing in lawn chairs and set up in the hub, and then we just people watch from there?
Could you bring?
I don't know.
I wonder if you can. You bring? They have those little stools.
Well, they have those chairs that you can sit on while you're in line that are like attached to your person.
Yeah.
I'm assuming we could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, even though we would lose many a man point.
This is true.
I'm just thinking we pop up. We can't have a beer. We get a beverage.
Yep.
And then we see people doing the dumb Instagram posts and we just boo them.
We
like,
can do that.
I feel like that's the thing is if they knew, like, it's like when you're playing sports. Like, if you do a move and it's not good or you don't do good, they'll boo you. And you're like, oh, I shouldn't do that anymore. So, like, if you're doing a public service and they do the, like, take my picture and then you do, boo.
We can get the scorecards.
Yeah.
Hold those up.
But, like, a real good boo is really like if you're doing something, I'm just
jolting.
Boo. You're like, what the? And they look at you and you go, boo, no. And then they'll be like, oh.
Don't do that again.
Or they'll break down in tears and run away. That's but either possible. Way, they're going to get good feedback, and you're just trying to help them.
Yeah, this is true. We're always doing people a service.
Yeah.
I think. All right.
That's how I look at it anyways.
We'll try Epcot next. Where do you like to go at Epcot to unwind?
I'm trying to think of a place. I mean, I guess to unwind, it's so busy that I can't think of any places in general that are kind of like tucked away. Yeah. I mean, there's some. I mean, if you really want to unwind, I would say like any of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like the shows in the American Pavilion, the show in Canada, the show in France. So
yeah, all great places to take a nap.
Right, if you're going to hang out. I mean, if you're with me in America, then I will wake you up.
Right, of course.
I will say the American Pavilion because I'm American. But it's a good longer show. You could also go in there if there's Voices of Liberty singing. You can kind of go hang out in there. And they have that museum. So you could just walk around in there. And it's not many people go in that museum.
No, not at all.
So if you really wanted to get away from some people, you could kind of hang out back there. But I would say maybe, I'll just say the American Pavilion inside of it.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, another good spot. This is blasphemous. I just remember this. I'm going to say there's a better spot, and it's not in America. It's in Canada, and it's a waterfall.
Yeah.
That waterfall back there is a very relaxing place.
It is. I like that look and that feel, but it always has a certain odor.
Well, it's Canadians, there. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
is that what you're trying
always,
to say?
No, it always smells like wet, damp dogs.
I didn't say it, guys.
I think they fixed some of it with the revamp of the O Canada show, because I think the problem was literally that people were walking through and it was like there was enough splash of water that like the bottom of their feet would get wet, which they then tracked into the carpet
and sat in
the carpet.
Yeah.
And it got like old and musty. But
or people were letting their dogs in too often.
Maybe. That could be too.
It could also be, and I'm just putting it out there, it could be very authentic to how Canada smells. I haven't been to Canada.
I have not been there to smell it.
They lay things out very good. And you know, maybe they're being very authentic. Like, listen, guys, this is great. It looks like Canada. They're all afraid of the dark. But here's the problem is like, it doesn't really smell like Canada. And you're like, what do you mean? And they bring in like Ryan Reynolds. And he's like, it smells like wet dog.
That's Jeremy's words. I like the American Pavilion area of walkthrough because I think when you think of unwind, you feel like you have to be sitting still, and you don't. You know what I mean? Like, unwind doesn't mean you have to go sit in a chair somewhere and like meditate. It could literally be just a quiet place that people don't visit a lot, like the museum area in the American Pavilion.
Yeah,
that you can kind of just walk through.
Yeah.
And I love the picnic tables. Regal Eagle is still going to have enough of a hustle bustle.
But the picnic tables are cool to just kind of hang out.
I like the picnic tables that are over there by the bathroom.
That struck my outside of the store. That came to mind, but it's like you said, I don't know if it's a place I would say to, maybe it doesn't unwind. I mean, it's not like you're stacked on top of each other.
But the only problem is the best time I think to unwind there is when a festival's going on, but then that means it's June, July, August, and it's crazy hot.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty busy during the festivals.
Right.
Now, for me, I'm going to have some other bars and lounges, a couple of them. So I didn't want to go with a bar and lounge here. So I wanted to say Tutto Gusto because it is very relaxing in there, especially when it's not busy, like midday. And they've got, if you get one of the couches and it's dark.
Right.
And you can get a glass of wine or a beer and maybe a little something to eat. But instead, I actually went, one of my favorite places is, again, this is going to have to be, it's not going to be great now because of the construction and they've got a stage there, but normally Showcase Plaza. Right there as you're getting ready to enter World Showcase before you go right to Canada or left, right along the World Showcase Lagoon. And you can stand there and 180-degree view of the entire World Showcase. Like, it actually is just a cool place to stand. Nobody's ever there. Nobody's ever standing there.
Not many people. So it's quiet. Yeah.
And you're just looking out over the water, and that's the place that I'll go sometimes when I'm at Disney, especially by myself, and I'll just stand there and be like, This is pretty awesome.
Is that where you weep?
This is like a grown, just man crying. That's where it's one of those places that I don't meditate. I don't reflect. I don't do all those things, but it's a place that I've actually stood and looked out and just been like, this is pretty awesome.
Well, if it's a nice day too, you can kind of sit back there and it's like, wow, the only thing is if it's really windy over there,
yes,
it kind of be a little
windy.
Little whippy, whip, yep. The wind gets you. But
yeah, I like to stand there, and if somebody comes up and they're like, sir, are you okay? Can I help you? I'm like, just let me feel my feelings.
Leave me alone.
Walk off. You don't know what I've been through.
Leave me alone.
I had to get a boarding pass this morning. And I won't be the same.
I'll tell you right now, I don't know. Anyway, I just encountered a Karen.
that's where they go to. That's where they go to reflect, I think.
Do Karens reflect?
I don't think so.
I feel like Karen's like sweet spot is like they see the employee lounge, like, I bet a manager's in there. They just feel a manager.
They,
like, are
they,
you?
Yeah,
are
they
you
would
a manager?
And be like, I knew I should have asked for another manager.
I didn't ask for enough.
It didn't work. I do think Epcot is the hardest place right now because
I was going to say with
construction.
With construction, just, World Showcase isn't really what I would call relaxing,
right?
In general,
right?
And the other spots of Epcot are all now under construction, basically. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a hard spot to really, other than going inside the pavilions, it's really kind of hard to find a place that you would say is
like,
relaxing.
I mean, you would have to walk. I mean, back in United Kingdom, if the band isn't playing, it is quiet back there. You could walk through Morocco. I think the stores in Japan and China, you can kind of walk through, but there aren't a ton. There aren't a ton of places. I mean, you're not going into Rose and Crown to relax.
Everybody's
screaming oi and draining pints. That's just not the place to be.
It's kind of loud
there. You go to party.
Yeah.
So
it's not a relaxing place.
No, not at all. I can just imagine if somebody just being in there like, I came here to relax. And these guys won't stop drinking snake bites.
I just imagine some guy has on headphones like, I can't listen to my Yanni in peace. You guys are the worst.
He's
and then
a book.
You see him
corner.
Like thrown out like they do in movies.
Oh, that would be good.
I feel like that should happen at Rose and Crown. I feel like you should walk by every so often. And even if it's just like them messing around and like they're people that work there.
Be part of the show.
Yeah, hear a guy be like, and don't come back. And they throw him out. And you'd be like, I want to go in there.
That's where, and it has to be where like he gets thrown out and you just stop, you look, and then you just keep going because you just expect it. It's not like, oh no, what happened? It's just like,
well, then you'll
okay,
see people
right,
go, what? And they'd be like, oh no, that happens
all the time here. All right, let's move on to Animal Kingdom. I'm very interested to hear your answer here. I assume it is the meerkat section where you just stand in awe about how adorable they are.
I mean,
are
meerkats
cuddly.
Are great to look at. You know,
they're
pretty
fun to look at.
I'll let you go first on this one.
Nomad Lounge, sitting outside.
Okay,
couch.
I figured. Yeah.
I mean, there's might be almost my top spot anywhere. Like, it's possible. It's awesome. I don't know what else to say. It's that great. Just go now.
Animal Kingdom to me, it's like Epcot. It's hard for me to think of relaxing spots.
Yeah. Riding Primeval World could be one.
Yeah. I mean,
if somebody said, I like to go relax by riding Primeval World, I'd be like, well, you're obviously a serial killer. So
that's where you find peace. I don't want to know your normal day to day.
I love being punched repeatedly in the kidneys.
What do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a stock trader on the Wall Street. Oh, okay. Like anywhere but there is peaceful. You know, having been to Nomad, I would probably say Nomad just because I can't think of any other place in there that I would say is in there the relaxing or getaway type thing. And Nomad is cool. I mean, I've only been there once. It was like for an hour, but it's a cool place in there.
Yeah.
And there's a place where you can kind of tuck away in there and it is quieter.
Yes.
Compared to all the other spots. But yeah, I mean, I can't think of anywhere else really. Because like the markets over there, while the food's good, I wouldn't say it's relaxing.
No. They're always busy.
Always
nonstop busy.
And that park in general is always hotter. So it's sometimes it's hard to figure out like what you don't associate hot with relaxing necessarily.
Well, and it doesn't have one of those shows like in Epcot. I mean, all their shows are like, I mean, you've got A Bug's Life, which has giant tarantulas hanging down in front of your head.
Yeah, that's
you've
not really.
You've got Festival
really
of the
relaxing.
Lion King,
but that's not
which
relaxing.
Is the best show, so you don't want to relax,
right?
You know, even I mean, Nemo, maybe because it's longer, but it's still a great like. It just doesn't have that like, hey, here's a video screen and a quiet, you know, dark air-conditioned place. It doesn't really have any of those, so you can't really pick one.
I mean, I guess the childcare center, if you had a kid.
Go there, if you don't have one.
Oh, yeah,
I'm here to take a nap.
Waiting on the kids.
Do you have a child with you? Nah, it's just me. I'm tired. I need to unwind. And this dude said I could come here.
I'm getting away from my kids.
Do you have a juice box that I could partake in?
Like, you can lay in the corner, I guess.
Parched. Dehydrated. All right, we'll move on to Hollywood Studios. I think we might have the same pick, so I'll let you go first.
Baseline?
Yeah.
I mean, that's to me is, I feel like Baseline is different from like a Nomad and other places like that.
Yeah.
But this place to me, for whatever reason, is I find it calming.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Like just hanging out there. Like when I went there a couple weeks ago, and it was a stressful morning. With some of Jamie's family members of you would think meeting up for a real quick, like, hey, exchanging gifts would be a simple thing. And it was like, it was going on 5 hours. Oh, and I basically was just like, I remember standing there. I just go, I'm going to go get a beer. And I just like walked off, and Jamie was like, okay. I think she even said at some point, like, you probably should go because you're going to get really mad. And then, so I went over there. I got a bit, and you get the bigger beers over there.
Yes. The price is not horrible.
22 ounces. Ounce, it's like 10.65,
somewhere around there,
which is actually not a bad deal at Disney World. Not a bad deal, even if you're going to like a pro sports game.
And they're good. I mean, they're good craft beers.
Well, and they're interesting. There are a lot of beers that you can't get readily available a lot of places. Like I got the Golden Road. Mm-hmm. And they've got a few of those. So I went over there. I popped in an AirPod and I just like turned on something to listen to. And I was just sitting at the table, like, by myself. I'm like, this is really nice. It is. And, like, you can just kind of people watch a little bit. Because you see people coming.
The best for
the
that.
Grand Avenue there. Because you see people coming in excited for Galaxy's Edge, or, like, coming out for Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
So, I really enjoy that spot. And ever since it opened. Now, I'm not big on the service side of, like, how they serve you. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of weird in there.
I still don't understand why it's just a free-for-all, I feel like.
Well, it forms lines, though.
Yeah.
But it's a bar. Like it doesn't function like Rose and Crown. Like Rose and Crown's like a bar. Right. Like you go in there and it's like, listen, it's every man for himself. Like you got to make your way to the bar. Whereas like here, it's like neat lines form sometimes, but then it's like I think it's because Rose and Crown, for the most part, people, I don't know. I think they assume it's going to be a rough and tumble bar, right. and over here it's like families and they're trying to like whatever. But it's one of the best spots. It's one of the best bar and lounges on all property. I would say top three easily. And it's very like, I definitely want to go there tomorrow or Wednesday and just hang out for a bit.
Oh, for sure.
And just chill.
Yeah.
And they have food. Like Jamie will go over there. Like she doesn't drink really, but they have like pretzels and food and things like that you can get. Mm-hmm. So it's a good spot even if you got your family with you. I suppose you have your family you want to get away from. You just pop in your AirPods and you just drink your beer in private. Like, don't bother me.
Right. Now, I love it there. It's always a funny question to me if they're like, do you want the 16 ounce or the 22 ounce? I'm like, what?
The guy asked me 16? And I was like, do I look like I don't want the bigger
right,
beer?
I know. Yeah. I just like looked behind me like, are you?
What's funny is the guy, when he asked me last time, he was pulling the bigger cup and he's like, do you want the 16 or whatever? And I was like, the 22. Like, I think if I would have said 16, it would look to me like, really?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because he was already pulling it, yeah.
Just offer the 22 and be done with it. But it is funny.
Why don't they?
I don't know. Well, I guess there are some people that drink 16
ounces. I mean, you're getting six more ounces for like a buck.
It's financially a smart decision to get a bigger beer.
Right.
This isn't about alcohol. This is about finances, people.
But, I mean, really, the 16 ounce is $9.25.
Mm-hmm.
The 22 ounce is $10.65-ish.
Yeah. It's simple math.
It's like a little bit over a dollar for six more ounces. Like, that's almost a full beer.
Yeah. I wish you could still do that on top. You could just be like, if I give you $5 extra, will you give me, will that be 30 extra ounces of beer?
They should offer you like the giant, what they had, the giant.
Das Boot.
Well, that or the giant, what's the giant Starbucks size they have?
Oh, yeah. I don't what do they have? Venti? I don't know.
It's above Venti.
Venti, Grande, and...
It's some...
Venti is 20.
I think it was called Heart Attack, if it was all coffee.
That could be.
But they should have that big one, and it's like 20 bucks for like a 32-ouncer.
There we go. I'll take the big, giant...
I think the problem would... Yeah, I think the problem would be people can't handle it.
They wouldn't be able to sleep. I actually had a friend message me this past weekend, and she was like, you guys might have to stop telling people to go to Baseline instead of drinking in Galaxy's Edge, because it is packed here. It's like,
Although I feel like that's something you figure out pretty quickly. If you go a couple times and you're like, wait a minute, I paid. Yeah.
That's
like,
that same beer in Oga's Cantina would be $487. I'm pretty sure.
Just for inflation.
just roughly. A little I don't bit know under, if I'm spot on.
A little bit under 500.
It would be a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right. We got parks covered. Single resort. You can pick any resort. You don't have to just pick one. Hmm. You can pick any one you want out of the 26, 20, however many they have now. Where is your go-to spot to relax at a resort? Whether you're staying there or not, you don't have to be staying there. You can visit and relax, I think.
Yeah. This is tough.
Is it?
I mean...
easier for you.
Well, but I'm trying to think of a singular spot.
Yeah.
Like, a vibe in a place. Like, I wouldn't say... Yeah, I wouldn't say the bar outside Ohana is a relaxing spot.
No, it's not. It is.
It's an awesome spot.
Very busy.
Tambu Lounge is great, but it's not what I would call relaxing.
That's true.
Trader Sam's isn't what I call relaxing.
No.
Man, what gets me, what throws us here is having gone to Three Bridges when nobody was in there last week with us.
Right.
Now, if we could do that regularly,
yeah,
that was pretty nice, yeah. But a great day like that. I mean, I would say it'd be pretty hard to beat at the Polynesian. You have the swinging chairs, you have the hammocks you can use. I mean, it'd be pretty hard to beat like an evening just chilling in one of those, but it can get busy there. I'm torn. I'm torn on a couple of things.
I think if you're going to do Poly Beach, yeah, it's got to be like sunset before people start crowding in for the fireworks.
Because it is busy because everyone will go there.
Exactly.
And that everyone, because it is
yeah.
an
but
awesome
you
spot.
Can get a to-go beer from Tambu or Captain Cook's or
no,
from your room and just walk down there
yeah.
and chill. So mine actually is, because I agree when you start looking at places like, as much as we love Three Bridges, when it's busy, just like any of those places. So mine is actually any of the hammocks. You know, I mean, they've got them throughout.
Beach Club
properties.
Has them too.
Yeah. Beach Club. Coronado Springs does have some over in the one section. They're all over Caribbean Beach. They have them at Port Orleans, Riverside, tucked away in little areas.
Yeah.
That's one where you just grab a drink, you go lay in the hammock. You hopefully are able to get out of it because they're still, I can never get out of one like. And you can't get out of a hammock and look cool.
Well, I think it was Jim Gaffigan that said, like, if you're in a hammock with somebody else, you better be dating.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
you're not going to be able to get out.
Yeah, you're folded.
I feel like you get out and they go, oh, congratulations, you're married. You're like, I guess, okay.
No, I don't like to be in hammocks with other people.
I'm not going to lie. I don't feel like hammocks are that, certain hammocks are not that comfortable.
No, a lot of them
Some
aren't.
Are, yeah. but just because it's a hammock doesn't necessarily equal comfort always. Yeah. I will say Caribbean Beach has those tucked away ones that are like off the beaten path there.
Yep.
Those are kind of unique. Like that's a spot probably not a lot of people know about.
Yeah.
And it's not far from the bar. Like you could get a drink and go
that
over
little,
there.
Caribbean Key Island.
Yeah.
And they not only have some hammock areas, they've got a quiet area where they do the fire at night. So during the day it's quiet. And then they have a couple of the little wooden swings.
Yeah.
And that spot is awesome. Like it actually needs a tiny little bar on there. Like not
that
with seating or anything,
sweet,
just to grab and go.
Well, and I'm just thinking here, it's hard to choose one spot because even over at the boardwalk, you got that grassy area, I know boardwalk can get busy, but like a lot of times the grassy area does, like especially in the evenings, you just kind of hang over there.
Yeah,
like
before
it's kind
of movie starts.
Yeyou
just
hang out over
there. That's good. I like that. I mean, there's actually the resorts. There are so many. I think
there's a lot
hidden little gym areas. The only ones that I think don't really have anything is the values. Like I can't think of a quiet place at a value.
No, I think of a value, and I just think of. Like just screw yeah there's really yeah
Bar Riva is I think hasn't really caught on and it just has this relaxing summer vibe to it
yeah
over Riviera I like that
now I which Jamie and I are staying in Riviera later in September I'm excited to see what that place is like because I feel like that's got some spots there I would assume
it's got a lot of good spots I think
it's hard to choose one I mean I guess like you said any place with a hammock or place this like those swinging chairs and maybe Beach Club is where this is at because I'm thinking Beach Club is right on the water there
all on the beach right there
and you just hang out there I don't feel like Beach Club is as busy as like at the Polynesian
I don't think so
because I feel like the Polynesian the secret it used to be the Polynesian was like a place you would go to and it was like a you know for the fireworks show like not everybody went over there and then I think between vlogs and shows everybody's heard about it wants to go over there and it's definitely not a secret anymore
right.
And it's not relaxing.
Right.
But I think Beach Club still has that. There's spots there where you can just sit there and even if it's busy, theirs are further away from the hustle and bustle. Like they're further down that beach. I feel like you can kind of just hang out there a little bit more.
Well, I think it's, I don't know why. I feel like, you're right. Poly is kind of known for it. So you go there. I feel like at Beach Club, people are often just coming and going because they're either going to Epcot or they're coming from Epcot to the boardwalk area. They don't think to just take the time to sit there. And relax.
Yeah.
But it's actually, that might be one of the best spots.
Yeah. I was just thinking about where they're at and how they're not right up against where everybody's at.
Right.
They're kind of down in the sand a bit. And I feel like there's some people that see the sand and they go, never mind.
Well, we may have to walk over there and relax on Wednesday for a few if things are too crazy.
I think things will be crazy to some degree for sure.
Oh,
so
yeah.
it'll
is.
Be, yeah.
We're gonna need these. All right. Well, then we'll end up with Disney Springs. Where is a spot that you love at Disney Springs to sit back and unwind?
See, this is another one. Nothing at Disney Springs screams relaxation to me.
It's a tough one.
I was thinking about this. The Edison isn't really relaxing.
You'd have to go in the middle of
Where's the place we went next to the Edison? It's the
Enzo's Hideaway.
Enzo's Hideaway, I think, is a good spot because it is, again, in the name, it's kind of hidden away. It's quieter in there. I would say maybe that's the spot. Because other than that, Jock Lindsey's isn't really relaxing. Unless I just can't think of something that maybe newer, definitely City Works isn't what I would call relaxing.
No, not at all.
I suppose if you went to the outdoor bar and it wasn't busy,
that could be,
a decent day. But it would just
be good.
It would just depend on when you go.
Right.
But again, they don't have any TVs out there.
No,
there's nothing out there.
No, I mean, I think that even House of Blues outdoor area could be, but again, it's going to depend on what time of day it is. I don't think you've been up there yet, but I do think you'd enjoy it. Is the rooftop bar at Paddlefish? So
I haven't been up there.
It's a decent size area, and what's great is that they didn't just slam it to capacity.
Right.
So there's an area that you can sit at the bar, or there's some couches and tables. But again, they didn't just put them one on top of another.
Yeah.
So it's never really that busy. I mean, I've been there a few times, and it's just been very relaxing. It's quiet. It's awesome after the sun sets, and you're looking out over the water, and you can see Saratoga's all lit up, and
yeah.
You can kind of look around Disney Springs. But again, I'm with you. It's easy to associate. I mean, heck, it's in the name, lounge. You think you just lounge around, but when they're at capacity, I mean, Jock Lindsey's is an awesome place. It's an awesome bar, but I'm not going to go there to get my to meditate or relax,
right? Yeah,
because it's always packed and it's loud. That's part of what makes it awesome.
Yeah,
in other areas, but not for an unwinding area. So I think those are the things you kind of have to think about. Is just having a nice quiet spot. Yeah, one where you don't want to just go nuts because it's so noisy and people are running all around, and so
yeah that's for sure. I was gonna say, a runner-up, you could go a Chicken Guy. It's always relaxing. You go over there, it's always quiet.
Just nobody's ever in there.
No
trying to figure out what sauce they're gonna eat.
This is called sarcasm, guys. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the resort lounge made me think and of a spot is Cruise Cup.
Yes.
If you wanted a
nobody's
lounge
there,
it's not populated. It's kind of tucked away.
It's
got
quiet,
really
even
quiet.
When people are in there. That's
got
good
food,
point.
Drinks. I mean, I would. Yeah, you couldn't go wrong there. I mean, if you did Beach Club, and it's right over there by the Yacht Club too.
Yep.
So if you wanted to go out on the beach or you want to go in there, either one of those, I think it would be a good spot.
Yeah,
that one just struck me. I was like, oh yeah, because
no,
I want to go back there and hang it because it's just a nice spot to just hang out. You want to catch a game, I think the best spot on property is Cruise Cup.
It probably is.
Because not many people are in there. You could tell them to turn on whatever you want to turn on.
Yep. I mean, that's what I've said often about. The funny thing is, I think that's a great spot is any of the pool bars, even at the values. If you just want to watch a game, you can go to Petal's pool bar at Pop Century.
Yeah.
And chances are you can tell them, yeah, that TV put my game on. And they're going to.
Yeah.
And people just don't think of it because it's not everybody wants to think of ESPN Club or now City Works or this, somewhere with 100 TVs and all. All you technically need is one TV that they're putting your game on.
Right.
And I think it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it is more relaxing. Like me personally, as a huge basketball Duke fan, I don't want to watch around a bunch of people.
No.
I like to just either watch by myself or just a friend or two or at a space where many people aren't. Back when I was really bad about it and would get very angry and upset over games, I've been drug out of BW3s a few times during March Madness by friends that were we should probably go because everybody comes out of the woodwork who claims they hate Duke for no other reason than they win games.
Well,
so I don't know, but
I mean,
I like any spot. I do still wish that they had, I do wish City Works, again, this isn't unwinding anymore. This is a separate conversation, I guess. I do wish City Works had turned itself into a sports bar. Because I think you're right. That outdoor area looks ideal.
And there's nothing.
Unless you want to watch something.
I don't think City Works knows what it wants to be.
It does. It's the Tomorrowland.
Yeah. I feel like they're they like the idea. They went in and they saw the concept of a sports bar. Can we do that, but not as many TVs?
Right.
And so you just want a restaurant? No. Let's do both. And they're like, okay. Like, I feel like you just have to, you got to jump one way or the other. Right. Like, you know, and there's nothing, whatever. But I feel like that's the thing, maybe the NBC sports bar and, or whatever you want to call it over there, that has it going. It's got that giant TV outside. Like, it is for sure, like, this is the place to go watch games.
Yes. Same with the ESPN club. Because outside is literally the audio being pumped for every big game is
happening. And it's so weird.
That draws you in.
You're like, and it's so weird with City Works, because it's like, it's right next to NBA Experience, and it's like, okay, this is what, and then they have NBA ticker stuff on the outside, but you get in there, and it's like, they have sports on, but it's not what you think it's going to be. Like, you kind of feel like you're going to be, like, overloaded.
Right.
And it's like, you would have to really, like, you'd have to sit at the bar and, like, specifically looking for a certain thing. At least,
I think it's very comparable as far, not, I mean, I'm not talking food or atmosphere in general, but as far as places to watch the game, to me, it's comparable to Applebee's, Chili's, TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
And I've plenty of times sat at a Chili's bar, which has five or six TVs up during March Madness. They have 2-for-1 drinks usually. They've got good appetizers. And I've sat there and watched games. But I'm not. But I didn't think I was going into a sports bar. You know, you're not going to sit at one of the booths and be like, hey, I'm here to watch the big game.
Yeah.
What? No. That's not how we do things here at Chili's. Get out.
Get out of here, sir.
Any other places you just love to unwind? I do think some of the shows at Epcot are good, especially the new ones, because they're not that great.
Well, yeah, any of those pavilions you go back into. I mean, I think any of the pavilions you go back in there, there's stuff in there you could look around on that would be sort of like off the beaten path. Wouldn't be as busy.
Right.
Because I think the thing at Epcot. Epcot just strikes me as just busy.
Yeah.
Same with Hollywood Studios. There's spots in Magic Kingdom you can go to kind of get that are tucked away.
Yeah.
If you know what to look for. And that's the thing. Most of the parks, there's not a whole lot of stuff. Yeah, I'm trying to think of more, but nothing's striking me.
They need adult care centers instead of just baby care centers. A place that's just got like a Lazy Boy, ESPN on, like dad care centers. Lazy Boy,
problem
ESPN
is,
on, and a beer.
I think the They'd problem so is full. That, yeah, that you'd never
you
be able to get
boarding
in.
Groups for them.
That's true, and then it would go down, and then what happened? Boarding group, the ride down? Ah, Bob got, he drank too much. We had to get him out of there. I'm like, oh, no. He had an accident. Like, ah.
Bob.
You just see him getting drug out of there. Like, what? I thought this was America. I'm like, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think a good conversation. It's one, it's, you don't always think about it on a trip. And I know now that we're, you know, we both go often now. It's something where you look for that more. Because I know, like, I think there's phases of it, too. It's like, now I'm to the point where, and I know you've been there for a while, where it's like, obviously, I love the parks or the resorts, but it's like finding places to just kind of like hang out and unwind and chill. And I do enjoy like having a drink in certain places like that. And I feel like it's kind of fun to find those, because Disney's doing more of those.
Of course.
And I think it's something that more and more people on a vacation, I mean, if you're going with your family, I mean, at some point, it's not unreasonable for one of the parents or both parents to be like, you know what? I need a drink and I need to go somewhere where it's like at least somewhat like relaxing. Right. Yeah. And so I think that's something more Disney clearly has been doing more of that. Yeah. Geyser Point comes to mind, but I don't know how. Again, I haven't we're planning to eat there tomorrow, but
it's a good one.
I haven't been inside there, so I don't know how loud it is.
Well, what's great about Geyser Point is, again, you can get drinks at the bar, and then along the water there are additional couches.
Right.
They're part of Geyser Point, but they don't have service out there, so they're not. But you get a drink at the bar to go, or you could even get food to go, and you just go sit there. You might see Gary Sinise. That's where I saw him. But it's his favorite place, apparently.
But good taste.
It's perfect. And honestly, it's another one, like, they have enough TVs that if you want to watch the game, that's a good place.
Well, I was getting ready to say that. It feels like, to me, that'd be a good spot to catch a game. Like
Crockett's Tavern does. I don't think Crockett's Tavern has TVs, but we need to go in there tomorrow night. Crockett's Tavern is it's a cool spot to unwind as it's closing, because Trails End is dumping out. Otherwise, it's basically in Trails End, and it's loud as all get out.
Yeah.
But if you're there right before they close and they're not bringing any more parties in, it's awesome.
And I've never been over there.
There's basically great place to relax and unwind is Fort Wilderness. There are so many places there that literally we could probably do a top 10 episode and list places there that would all like make the top 10. So I think you're going to enjoy that tomorrow.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Well, let's check in Club 32, see what some people have to, if they pitched into the conversation, which we forgot to tell you guys to do, but I figured you guys at this point just know.
Oh, they're so smart. They know.
I think they just start saying stuff. Let's see here. Why can't I go all the way to the top?
Facebook is probably why.
Yeah, it's not showing me all of the... Why is Facebook? Come on. Let's see if that does anything. All right, well, I can't see all the comments, guys. I apologize. Facebook is being Facebook.
Being Facebook.
Yeah. Someone said, Dave said, at home after your trip.
Yeah, this is true sometimes.
Anna said, my favorite place is after grabbing a coffee and snack and sit at the tables in the Oak Enclave by Crystal Arts. It's so quiet and you can hear the streetmosphere. It's a good spot.
Coffee is always good with relaxing, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Kat says she'd like to start her day off with a mimosa.
Mm-hmm.
As would all the brunchers, I think. I did have a mimosa yesterday. It was pretty good.
They're good.
I think I found an alcohol Jamie likes is a mimosa.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's because
I'm drinking juice. It's true. Amanda said, my favorite way to unwind is with a snack and sit and people watch. People watching can be a lot of fun.
Disney's like the second best place next to an airport, I feel like. And then third would be Walmart for people watching. I feel like it's airport, Disney, Walmart.
Oh, Walmart.
And all three of those are almost interchangeable.
Yeah. I mean, Disney's one place you can see people with elated joy and then just sheer rage.
Yes.
And families. And they're like,
same with the
although
airport.
With me, though, I tend to always like extrapolate things out. And when I see a family and they'll, you know, like, well, it can be funny. I'm just like, that's sad. Because yeah. You think about like how that's going to affect kids as they get older.
Oh,
and it's like
sure.
Having a dad that, I didn't know people lose their cool, but it's like screaming and to have fun. Like, I don't know how many times I've been screamed at to have a good time. And I'm like, okay.
Let's have one.
This is how fun happens.
I hadn't thought of it that way. I'm glad you yelled it at me.
I wasn't thinking about it, but now I'm going to do it. Dave also said, Les Halles. What is that?
Oh, yeah, the patisserie over in the back of the France Pavilion where they've got all the coffees. They've got, like, pastries, sandwiches. Now, middle of the day, that place is insane.
Well, I was going to say, strong disagree for two reasons. First, it's French. And then second, that place is insane. Every time I've been in there, it's like a...
But it's not bad in the morning before a world showcase as a whole. Like,
well, that's because the French always sleep in.
Well, true.
Why do you think they always needed help with things? Couldn't wake themselves up. Jokes, guys. Okay. Living with the land for a quick nap. Oh, that's a good point. That is a very good point. Tutto Gusto is relaxing during the day, Kat says. Grace says, should do a Diz-Doo's drink around the world showcase.
Challenge accepted.
Okay, fine.
Just for you.
What's up, Jordan? He goes... Yo, as his words. I'm late to the party. Nothing like hanging out on the ferry boats from TTC to Magic Kingdom.
Middle of the day, I will agree. But morning and close, yeah.
Chaos, yeah. The phrase, I have been on the ferry boats when we're the only ones on it.
Oh, I mean, like, but any
that's kind of fun.
Any form of transportation is relaxing if you aren't nuts to butts with the rest
true.
Of the world.
That's
sometimes
true.
That ferry boat.
Oh, it's bad.
I mean, again, it just is like, whew.
Yeah.
I mean, I think of like, yeah. Like I think of like the, what was it, Dark Knight Rises, when they're trying to evacuate Gotham City because of the Joker's planted those bombs. Like
yeah.
The mass. That's basically what the ferry boats are like in the morning and in the evening.
If you have a stroller, they are the
awful.
Worst because everyone.
I do love the boat rides, like from Fort Wilderness or Wilderness Lodge over to Contemporary or over, you know, to those
areas.
I'm
not a huge fan.
No?
I'm not big on small boats.
Well, these ones are in the... one at Contemporary is very small. The other ones are more of that mid... They're like a smaller ferry.
Yeah, true.
They're a little bit better. And I like sitting outside on those.
Yeah. Jordan says, Safari isn't bad to relax on.
Oh, that one I'm not so sure about.
I don't know if
it's my old age, but it's getting bumpier.
The bumpiness is one I'm like, I don't find too relaxing.
Sometimes it really like, jerks you back and forth.
Shannon says, Poly Beach is nice. Yep, I agree.
Of course, always.
Kat said the spot between Riviera and Caribbean was very relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a beach right there at Riviera that nobody is on. It's got like some Adirondack chairs, and it's even got like little almost lounge couch bed thingies, which are really, really good.
Grace said in the deck at Jock Lindsey's is relaxed during the day.
No, this is true.
I think a lot of the places at Disney Springs during the day would be relaxing.
Wine Bar George can be good if it's not busy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's spots upstairs that are kind of loungish.
They're a little bit better. Yeah. They're not quite as loud. That downstairs is loud as all get out.
It is very loud.
Yep.
Grace also said Typhoon Lagoon before it gets busy.
Oh, I love Typhoon Lagoon in the morning.
I've never
right before noon is the time.
Yeah.
What I think we ought to do this year is go to Typhoon Lagoon, but we'll rent one of the cabanas.
Okay, fine.
That would be that would be the way to do it, especially since you've never been, like, just to kind of have a spot. Because otherwise it's mass chaos to try and get a seat, and then you're often not in the shade.
Right.
So when you want to relax, you just have to sit in the hot sun. And
do I get to call other people peasants?
Well, yeah, that comes with the territory.
Like, I'm about to move out of my way.
Bring me a goblet of beer.
It's going to be like Thor. Be like, bring me another, and slam it on the ground.
The head of a pig.
Excuse me. Devin said, my MK spot is Trails on Tom Sawyer's Island. Great spot to get away from heat and crowds.
That is actually true.
Well, that's true because nobody knows it's there.
Yep. Yeah. Although I'm not a big fan of walking through the caves there. They're not built for a man of my stature.
True.
They're built for much smaller humans.
That's true.
Not me.
It's a valid point.
Yeah. But I do like it over there.
I haven't been over there for a while.
We probably haven't in a year, honestly.
Yeah.
But it is a cool spot. I wish that Aunt Polly, like these, I mean, again, at some point, I do think more alcohol is coming to Magic Kingdom. I don't think you'll ever just have carts that you can grab one and be walking around.
No, they won't.
But I could see maybe some potential lounge areas. I think that Aunt Polly's on Tom Sawyer Island should throw in some little couches like Nomad Lounge.
Yeah.
Serve some beers. Fine, you can't take them off the island or you can't take them out of that area. That would be fine, but that would be a good spot.
They call it Booze Island.
There you go. It's all settled.
And you can't have children over there.
None.
It'd be kind of funny. What's that? Well, I don't know. Booze Island.
No kids allowed.
No kids. Go over there. Cat said, roll out the red carpet to the cabana. That's the least they could do.
He's like,
what am I supposed to walk on the concrete? Not wearing flip flops over here. Give me my red carpet.
Oh, man.
All those right.
Those are some good ones.
I agree. That.
Yep.
I think in that we've,
exhausted our efforts.
Do we still send things to the Bobs? Since they're both there?
Yeah, we're going to still send them to both of them.
Do you think when we send it, though, like, Iger's going to be like, oh, yeah, that's... Here's the danger we run into. Iger knows, he expects them, and then he's like, oh, yeah, that's from the guys, and Chapek's all like, I don't need their ideas. I wonder if Iger takes them, and then he, like, subtly uses them to undermine Chapek.
That's...
Like, yeah, maybe we're part of a shadow Disney government where...
It is.
Like, Iger's like, hey, make sure they come to me, and then he's like... I feel like Iger's going to be sitting there for a year and a half just subtly, like, undermining Chapek.
It's like our own Illuminati.
I agree.
It's our own Disney Illuminati.
Like, I do. I like my theory of, like, he says back in meetings, like, drinking with, like, a Hawaiian shirt on.
Yeah.
And he just randomly just goes, what was that? Jungle Cruise boat sank? Didn't happen under my watch. What are you going to do about that one, Bob?
That's what I would be doing.
Like, get really aggressive.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's interesting. And that didn't happen under my watch.
that's how I see it.
I want that to be a show of like an outgoing CEO that's like really, really successful. So he has all this clout and he kind of like the board sort of like, all right, we know you're the best, but you've already said you're going away. Just do this thing for a year and a half. We're going to place this other guy. And the whole time he's like, oh, okay. That's how it's going to be. All right, fine. But he's really smart. So like, even though he says things, they just listen. And the whole show is just him just subtly like, it's almost like Office Space.
Coming soon to Disney Plus.
Yeah. He goes in their meetings. He's like, here's the thing, guys. I don't even know what I do here anymore. Like, you can
I'd watch that.
You're worth like $10 billion. You could leave. Yeah, but I'd rather mess with Bob. Honestly, I'd much rather just, you know. But why do you want to mess with Bob? I don't like old cue ball. You know what I mean? He's just, what is he doing?
Cue ball.
To me, that would be funny.
That would be. I'd watch it.
All right. Well, like we said, we gotta jump on a call.
Fun.
We'd rather talk to you guys.
That's true.
But you'll see us all week.
Yeah,
so.
A lot the next 2 days.
Yeah. You'll probably get tired of us. Maybe not. Hopefully
this
not.
That's true.
Yeah, so. But yeah, so like we said, tomorrow we'll live stream some stuff over to you. You guys can meet Kendra. We're going to meet up with her from ZippityDoo.travel. And then you guys can see the cabins. And I'm sure, I think I'm going to put it down as we're going to Geyser Point. Because we're going to be over there anyways.
We're close. Very, very close.
And I'm angry I haven't been there before.
Right.
We're just going to go, and then we'll live stream some stuff over there. And then I don't know what else we'll do tomorrow night. Maybe a short night. I know it would be a short night for the kids because we're all going to get up so early.
Yeah.
The next day. But then you're going to see Mickey and Minnie's opening and hopefully some Rye stuff and then Flower and Garden. So tons of stuff. Lots of things. So, all right. Well, we will see you guys next week. Thank you, Club 32, for joining us and everybody for listening. And like I said, see you next week.
Peace.